You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're back, and we've got the firebrand, George Morales. He's here giving rocket fire. George had 72 cups of coffee before he came. Actually, he was at
just about.
There you go. And now we're going to get some good tips. George, what I want you to do now is we're going to talk about the secret sauce.
Yep.
I want you to talk about the issues. You don't have to talk about fully solving them because people should call you to get the special sauce. But what are some of the things? I'm looking to lease space right now. I want to get 3,000 square feet. What do I got to know? I'm driving by the building. Looks like a great building. I see through there. Looks like they got a vacancy there. It says for lease. I'm going to call. Who needs George Morales?
All right, number one, you need to realize the person you're going to speak to either is the landlord or works for the landlord, not you. If it's a leasing agent, his fiduciary is to the landlord.
What does that mean?
Fiduciary is a relationship of obligation to one party. In this case, the leasing agent's obligation to negotiate the best possible deal is to the landlord. So you need to know he's not working for you. He might be the friendliest person on earth, but at the end of the day, he's trying to negotiate the best deal for his landlord. And I've been a leasing agent many times. I understand that role. I've been behind the curtain. So you need to understand that. Number two, you need to understand that everything in the lease document can be negotiable. So take a look at it. There's language in that you may not understand. What is attorment? What is subordination? That's why on my own podcast, I brought on real estate attorneys to explain these things. But you need to understand how that can bury your business. Number three, you need to understand, what are your hours of operation? We're here in the studio. It's way past 6 o'clock. You still have air conditioning. We're not sweating.
Okay? Yeah. You should try being on 24 hours a day during a hurricane in this building, but that's a story for a different day.
There you go. So you need to understand that full service rent doesn't mean that you will have full service air conditioning 24/7. You may be able to access the space 24/7, but you may not be having air-conditioned space 24/7.
Now, George, let's talk about occupancy cost. The cost of occupancy is a lot more sometimes than the face rate that I'm paying.
Right.
So what are some of the other things that could come back to bite me in the keister? I could say keister, can't I?
You can say that. So listen, there are several things in operating expenses that can come back to bite you. You need to understand how the lease works. Is it a triple net lease? Is it a full service lease?
What's the difference?
In a full service lease, it functions off of base year. What that basically means is the rental rate that the landlord is offering to you includes both the base rent portion, which let's just call that the landlord's profit, and the expenses of the building. And so those expenses are tied to a base year, typically the first year you move in. In future years, if those expenses go up, the landlord can pass those costs to you.
Hold on.
We're in the weeds.
No. So how did I protect myself against my lease rate going up without me expecting it? That's my occupancy cost. That's my number. It affects my bottom line. How do I protect myself from the vagaries of the universe?
Okay, well, first of all, you get a tenant advisor on your side, number one. Number two, there are mechanisms that your brokers can ask for. Your broker can ask for a cap on controllable expenses. We'll help mitigate that. You can add language pertaining to, in the event the building sales, that the assessment to the property will not go up. So there are things that you can do. You can peel back some things. Some landlords might include provisions in there that maybe shouldn't be considered an operating expense and so forth. So there's a lot you can do with that.
So we've only got a couple minutes left, George. I want you to give your number, your contact info now. Go slow for the Jets fans, and then we're going to do it again in a couple minutes so people have time to get a pen. Go.
Perfect. Okay, so it's George Morales. My firm's name is Blue Box Real Estate, commercial real estate outside of the box. And the email is info@blueboxre.com. The website is blueboxre.com, and you can call me, my cell. You can call me tonight, 305-562-2354. The book is titled Don't Sign the Lease, The Tale of the Triumphant Business Owner. You can visit www.don'tsignthelease.com. Remember, in the internet world, there are no apostrophes. So it's D-O-N-T, signthelease.com. And the purpose of that is to equip business owners. So there's a podcast. We've got more content coming. But we want to make a smarter tenant. We think all of South Florida wins when business owners understand commercial real estate.
What's the one thing you want to leave people with that they need to know because they're looking for space. I'm looking for space. What's the baseline first thing I need to know?
You need to know that there's help out there from tenant advisors. There's help from professionals. The landlord has a professional working for him. Why shouldn't you have one?
That's awesome. Oh, George, I want to thank you so much. George Morales, he protects me when I go get a lease. You should have him protect you when you go get a lease.